Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cold to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasawami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
ku melewati perjalanan.
Tapi kini yang ku inginkan kesungguhan dirimu. Satu kini yang ku rasakan, ku bahagia bila dekat dirimu. Satu kini yang ku tunggu, kaulah matahari hidupku. Forever you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Pada cintaku di dalam langit atas awan madani cinta membawa kisah kita
melayang-layang menjauh menuju hidup yang
the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Jika dipelihara, cinta bisa sempurna. Bila kau mau berkorban, cinta itu anugerah. Jangan kau sia-sia, cinta itu mengerti. Berarti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, anugerah luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu.
Yeah. famous for the city of shrimp. Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hard-working artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unique communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette.
Kalau kita mau
if we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music and cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nanti.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
Seandainya pun
I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Adrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Percaya pada listener, don't make a wrong move. If you want to send your critics, suggestion, and also information, you can send it through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI double underscore official. And we also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id, and WhatsApp number at +62 821 238 12130. And let's continue listening to Soundwave. Terserah Boy.
Go ahead. okay, hit the party with ya.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Saat kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama, nada, melodi satu kita. Saat kita sebut malam ini, lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Saat kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama, nada, melodi satu.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban, setelah melalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is the party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka.
Yeah.
saja.
Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Terima kasih.
luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Cintamu akan luar biasa. Kamu akan luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan mengejutkanmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan mengejutkan mimpimu.
Kau bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati.
Janganlah
berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka, akan berkata apa. Ku masih bisa ubah mimpi jadi.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Terlepas darinya. Rasakan dirimu dalam sebuah melodi. Senyumnya dipenai hari mula orang. Tekan saja.
Mungkin hari-harimu terlihat tak berwarna, tapi itu hanya sebuah ilusi. Kau yang kau ciptakan.
Lepaskan beban dirimu, nikmati nada merahku. Tengahkan kaki menggebu, menari bebaskan semua rindu. Di dekatnya waktu, lebih ramahkan lembaku. Bahagia tanpa sendu, karena cinta tak hanya segitu.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia experienced a deflation on building solution summary. Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's People Consultative Assembly encourages strengthening Indonesia-Singapore cooperation. And now the news in details. Indonesia experienced a deflation of 0.76% in January 2025, primarily due to 50% discount on electricity tariffs. With oil prices might seem beneficial, this deflation indicates weakened consumer demand and declining household consumption, which traditionally contributes over 55% to the nation's GDP. To add this, strategies such as creating quality employment opportunities, providing targeted social assistance, and encouraging investment are essentials to revitalize purchasing power and stimulate economic growth. Moving on to the second news. Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly of Indonesia, Rusdi Kirana, emphasized the importance of enhancing the already strong bilateral relations between Indonesia and Singapore. During a meeting with Singapore Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Teres Teo, he highlighted that Singapore has been Indonesia's largest investor for the past decade, with investments totaling of $20.07 billion in 2024, accounting for 17.5% of Indonesia's total foreign investment. Rusdio suggested establishing regular meetings between the parliaments of both countries to foster better communication and address any arising issues collaboratively. And that was Newsline.
Manu.